for February 1995. The last 5 minutes of this recording have been re-recorded by Eileen in her normal voice, because the original words by Salumet were too unclear a recording. Leslie's questions and others on this last 5 minutes have been re-recorded by George. Thank you.
Very warm welcome to you once again. Hello once more. As usual, it is a night of the joy of could be here.
Your words do me great service. This time may I request light just a little lower, please.
Would that be sufficient for you?
If it is comfortable to you all, then I am happy.
Yes, I think it will be comfortable for everybody, thank you.
This time, before we go on to our discussions, I wish to say just a few words to this one.
Which one is that? On your left here?
Yes.
This lady sitting alone.
I want to say to you whatever discord, whatever injustices you feel are directed towards you in your day-to-day living, you must rise above them.
Yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
You cannot allow those fine threads to be entangled with thoughts of resentment. You must rise above it all. You can do it. You know how to do it. And for your very existence, I would suggest that you do so.
Understand now?
Yes. Is there anything else I can do?
You sometimes feel almost like a spider caught in a web. But that spider knows how to disentangle himself quite successfully. So you do rise above it all. Let your thoughts flow freely to those who you feel are against you. Use the power of that thought to help them, and in return you are helping yourself.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I am trying to help in that direction.
Could I ask you a question? Should I change my surroundings?
I would say to you at this time, I would say, stay and be still, and the answer will come to you.
Yes.
But for the moment, stay where you are. Do not despair, my child. I will do what I can.
Thank you.
There will be a time coming shortly, when you will be in contact with an old lady who you can do much to help. You will be aware of her need for companionship and an ear to listen.
Yes.
I ask you, please help her.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator.
It pains me so to see you all with your life's difficulties. But I can only say to you, I cannot remove all your trials and tribulations. I have told you this before, but that does not mean that it does not affect us so. I wish I could comfort you all in times of troubles. And I will do my best. But of course you know that the difficulties in your lives are what make you grow.
Of course.
positive. Give out love, and in return, you will receive it threefold.
Thank you very much, and for all you do in the way of helping us.
Do we have questions this time, please?
Yes, unless you wish to talk about anything else, I would like to discuss a little further the power of thought, if that's convenient for you. I have no difficulty in understanding the application of the power of thought in the etheric world when we get there. But I have several times wondered how two thoughts can affect each other. To quote a simple example, two people are standing looking at a pool of water. One wishes to see the surface rippled, so presumably he would do so. The other wishes to see it quite calm with a reflection of light in it. He, I imagine, would see that. But what is happening to the actual water? Is it rippling or is it calm? And would those thoughts interfere with each other as they are issued by the two people respectively?
I see and understand your question.
Come.
Let me say, I have told you how powerful your thoughts are.
Yes, you have.
They are individual things, energies. Yes, you understand, as each and every one of you individual. The only way these thoughts can materialize, if you like, is to be sent directly along the energy line, the thought of energy. So when you speak of two individuals looking at the same pool of water, why should they clash?
So they would not clash?
They would not clash. They are individual thoughts for the individual person.
So each would see what he wished to see by a projection of that thought energy.
Exactly. The only way there could be interference was if the thought was directed towards the other individual.
That is the question I was going to ask next, actually. To stay with the poor for a moment, each is seeing what he wishes to see by projecting their thought energy.
Yes.
But would the actual water be rippled or calm, or would it not be affected? Would it mainly be a mental seeing?
Yes, you cannot. You, when you say, would the water be calm, would the water be rippled, you are thinking along physical terms.
Yes.
You have to remember that the thought comes from that spiritual aspect of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are confusing physical with a spiritual.
Yes, I
guess. A spiritual happening. Mm-hmm. That is where you are becoming confused. They will, of course, see what they want to if the thought is strong enough.
Yes.
If not, the thought energy is dispersed within the etheric.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
The only way that thought can be interfered with, if you like, I'm not sure about that word, but I will use it this time.
Yes.
Is if the thought is directed directly to the individual.
I follow.
You see?
Yes.
Then there could be interference of the thought energy.
So it would be a question in that case of the strength of thought from one of the individuals.
Of course.
And he or she could interfere with the thoughts of the others.
The same as it applies here.
Yes.
Your thought patterns here apply. The same rules apply.
Mm-hmm.
The strength and power of the thought is what controls it, if you like.
Yes, that controls the physical
How
aspect.
Could your ideas, frivolous ideas, they would be dispersed. They do not have the power to be put forward, if you like. You need the strength of the thought to carry it along.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. So, would there be much interference, or are people, as I believe, mixing with others of similar thought pattern who would not wish to interfere? None would wish to interfere with the thought processes of another. Would that be a right assumption?
If you were at a stage of interference, you would be with like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't really be allowed to interfere with pure thought.
That's what I have always considered to be the case. So there would be a harmony of thought.
Exactly.
Or disharmony of thought.
Yes.
Until those with disharmonious thoughts learned that that was not necessary, they would in effect then have to progress to the better conditions.
Of course. But when you first come to our side of life, there are many trials, many, I don't say errors, that is the wrong word, but people need to find themselves.
Many adjustments to be learned and made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is natural.
Yes.
And it is expected.
And this same thought pattern would be instrumental, presumably, in affecting the feeling of warmth, or excessive warmth, or cold, if necessary.
Let me speak a little on this thought. When you leave these physical bodies behind, when you come to our side of life, then it is thought that you find sustains you through that stage of your life, shall we say. It is the next stage of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Thought is all that is needed. But of course, you cannot change instantly. As you think now, so you will think when you pass to the next stage of life. Then the adjustments are made. When individuals realize that words, that food, that drink, that all the things you have become used to on your earthly plane are no longer necessary, then they will be instructed in the use of their thoughts.
So there will be instruction in the direction of their source.
There will be a grading. I think that would be a better word.
Yes.
A grading of those individuals into the use of their thought patterns.
Yes,
because, let me say, each one of you within this room are even now using thought, but it cannot be seen by each of you.
Yeah.
But when you come to our side of life, all is known. You cannot hide with your physical overcoats what is being thought, because it is exposed for all to see.
So we would automatically be segregated into thought environments where each person would be comfortable in the company of another.
Yes, there has to be balance, there has to be harmony. It could not be. How could you survive with people with thoughts that are not pure, which are not good?
Right.
You have to have the separation.
Mm-hmm. So it is, as I have said, I think to most of my colleagues at one time or another, we are in effect fitting ourselves in our daily lives by our thought for the place which we can occupy when we come over to you.
Yes.
Broadly speaking.
I have heard said many times, it is the good deeds that you do. It is how you present yourself whilst upon this earth. Let me say to you here and now, you will be judged upon the thoughts that you have sustained throughout your lifetimes here.
Yes.
You can outwardly do good deeds, but the thought within can be wrong.
So again, it would confirm what I have many times said. Consider the motive rather than the action of the motive.
Always, always. That is important. You will be judged by that.
Mm-hmm. And so it would be impossible for one group of thinkers who were directly opposed to another group even to meet each other in your world.
Yes,
I am pleased about that because it does confirm what I have said at various times, and it's nice to know that I have been correct in that. And that also would account for the phrase in the Bible, no doubt, allegedly made by Jesus, that in my Father's house there are many rooms.
Yes.
And I suppose that was a simplification of what you have just been saying.
There is much for you to know. It is difficult for you, as you are now individuals mixing with thought patterns so different. But you see, once you come to our side of life, there has to be balance, harmony, and love. It cannot be otherwise. So, be careful in your thinking.
Yes, indeed.
And I have said to you how your thoughts rebound. Remember too, that is an important point.
Yes, you have said that more than once, so I quite agree. That is the law of cause and effect again, isn't it?
Yes.
It is our physical term for it.
Yes.
Is it possible to cancel a thought?
Just something of it.
Right.
I've just about asked anyway. If you have nothing further to say, I would ask my colleagues if they have any questions on the subject. Thank you. Yes, that's Sarah, was it?
Yes.
Yes, Sarah, now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes if I feel a little angry and I think an unpleasant thought, I want to cancel it. Is that possible?
You cannot cancel the thought,
no.
But it can be dissipated.
Yes.
Yeah. But you cannot actually cancel what has been thrown out into the ether.
Yes.
Yeah. You understand?
Yes. Yeah. So I have to practice more self-control.
I would suggest that would be a very good exercise for all of you.
Mm.
Self-control in all aspects.
We have a phrase in our language, haven't we? The spoken word is like the arrow's head.
Mm.
Can't be brought back.
Mm.
So it behoves us all not to issue these thoughts.
Mm.
I know I've had problems for many years.
Mm.
I'm still trying not to.
Right. Of course, they can be transmuted if you use your thoughts wisely to alter the thought that has been sent.
Mm.
Your cause and effect again.
Yes, if you send love after.
Yes.
Yes.
It can be transmuted.
Yes.
And to send a sincere apology, mental apology, for having issued the original thought.
Yes, but the actual thought cannot be changed.
No.
Mm.
No, because they are living things, Sarah.
Yes.
And nothing that lives can be destroyed.
No.
It can be altered, transmuted, yes, but it cannot be destroyed, so that's why we have to be so careful.
Mm.
I am sure you must all be aware of going to places where thoughts have been harsh or bad or evil, and at once you would sense these things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not all been aware of
this?
Yes.
So you see, these are vibrant things that stay in the atmosphere.
Yes.
That's why I say to you, your thoughts can easily rebound back to you.
Mm.
It may not be instantaneously, but it will come to me.
Can you read our thoughts?
Can I read our thoughts?
Yes.
If thoughts are living energies, then of course they can be seen.
Yes.
Yes, of course we can. Those of us who have extended vision, if you like, yes, of course can see your thoughts.
Can you see my thoughts at the moment?
Yes. If thoughts are living energies, when your awareness becomes heightened, then of course they can be seen.
Yes.
What is telepathy? What is all the things you already know of on your earthly plane, where people can pick each other's thoughts? It is nothing unusual, and it can happen here whilst in your physical bodies. Have you not oft times been able to almost see what someone close to you is thinking, as do those beloved animals that you have? They sense, and what they sense are your thought patterns. So can you see how important your thoughts become?
Can I have a question?
Mm-hmm.
If we feel, we can feel negative thoughts being directed towards us, what do you think is the best thing, the best way to deal with it? Is it to simply try to think a loving thought?
Yes, you must surround the sender of those thoughts much love. You must, by doing that, the thoughts they receive back will be good, not only for you, but for them. You will indeed be helping them.
Right, thank you.
So that there isn't a place for angry thoughts then? They shouldn't really be there?
I would say sometimes your anger can be justified, but what I will say to you, do not direct anger towards another human being. Allow the anger to be expressed, but not towards someone.
Mm.
You understand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the expression of your anger is good for your own soul, but definitely not if it is directed towards another. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You do. The gentleman has not replied.
Yes, I do.
You do.
But I've had to learn it very slowly, I think.
We all have to.
It is human. I would not expect you all to be, how would you say, angels?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is your expression.
Yes, it is.
We do not expect that from you. But short door is dry, can exercise control in all aspects of your daily living.
Yes. Could I suggest that wartime propaganda is a really terrible thing because it encourages people to think hateful thoughts?
Of course, what happens there is that the peoples become brainwashed. Brainwashed.
Yes.
It becomes almost like mass hysteria. It happens wherever you have large groups, large crowds of people. It happens too, even at a musical gathering where your young people are almost entranced by the beat from the music. So too, that is how thought works in the mass of the people. If everyone of those people who are caught within the terrors of war would retain their own individual thinking, then that could not happen. But people are human, are gullible, and so these things do happen.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I have a problem with a neighbour who's very ill at the moment, and they don't expect her to live very long, but she seems to be taking over my life. I've tried very hard not to be unkind, but I find it very tiring when I get, you know, 6 or 8 phone calls a day to go around to see her. Can you give me some advice, please?
Yeah. Person finds you a great comfort. She really is holding on to life. She is most fearful. Can you not find it in your heart to continue for the short time that she has left to bring comfort to her? Is it really too much for you?
The problem is, I'm going off to see my son and his wife in Hong Kong the 28th of this month, and I don't seem to be able to get through to the people who are in authority to give her any help. I've got to see if I'm knocking my head against a brick wall. And I really think that she should be in a nursing home, because she lives alone. Her son and his family live quite a long way away and can only get there at weekend. And I feel guilty having to, you know, having to say I'm going away.
No. Please give her all you can. But please rid yourself of the guilt. You have to move forward with your life. The responsibility of this person should be with the family. Provided you have given of your heart genuinely to her, then you can do no more. I would say to you, speak to the family. Tell them of their responsibilities. Go forward with your life with an easy conscience. But whilst you can, please find it in your heart to give her as much time as you can. She is afraid.
Yes, I know that, but she doesn't believe it. It's very difficult to try and tell someone.
Do not attempt to do that. All you can do is to comfort her.
I'll do my best.
Do not put guilt onto yourself. I will see what can be done.
Thank you very, very much.
Any more questions for Sedgwick?
Sorry.
You go
first.
Yes, I have a different question, if I may. I'd like to ask about Mary, Mother of Jesus. There have been a succession of visions reported at Lourdes, at Fatima in Portugal, at Garabandal in Spain. I think these are important ones. Are you able to confirm the visions and that Mary has a message for mankind?
Let me speak on that. When I first came to you, I told you that many masters have trodden this earth.
Yes, she did, yes.
Many are in existence today. Not in the form you would expect them to be in.
There are some who lived daily lives, as you do now, who have come to help, to guide, to teach, and as you say, to bring a message to mankind. I can say to you that these visions of Mary are indeed aspects of her, in the same way as I have told you that I am one unit of a whole. Are you following me?
Yes. Thank you.
When you reach a particular stage of development, it is possible to appear in many different places at the same time. You may find this difficult to believe, but it is the truth. The vision at Fatima is indeed a genuine one, as many of us agreed to come to this earth plane to teach and instruct. So too did Mary, who indeed you would term a master, although she is of female energy. There exists today a living form of Mary who lives amongst you, and that part of her being which can appear to these crowds of people is only another unit of that whole being. Do not dispute these sightings, because I can tell you, indeed they are real. But of course the people who flock to these places will not all receive cures. But it does remain that these are genuine visions. They are not visions really, they are materializations belonging to one divine unit. Do you understand?
Yes, that's very nicely put. Thank you. I do understand. Could I add one more small part to that question? There is one Vashila Raden who writes books and is said to channel Jesus Christ and Mary. Are you able to confirm that?
I would say to you only this, and I have said it to you also when I first came to you. Accept only what you find to be reasonable. There are many channels who claim to have names from the past, and of course Jesus the Christ and Mary are amongst the most used of them. Do you not see that it would not be feasible for them to be using so many channels?
Yes, I do see that.
What is happening sometimes is this. These channels are aware of being used, but because of their own religious backgrounds, very often they see what they desire, and what they desire is not always the fact. So I have to say, I would say to you, this channel, I would not say is deceiving, but is a little deluded as to who is using him. Too often we see people almost wanting a particular being to use them, when instead they should be open to any energy which is compatible with them, and there are many, many ready to do good work. Always go by your reason.
Thank you very much. Are you able to take any more questions, or is that sufficient for this evening?
I will answer one short one this time, and I say to you before I leave that next time I hope to bring with me someone you may find of great interest to the group.
We look forward to that. Thank you very, very much. One short question for Solimit from anybody? Can I ask one, please? This is a personal question. A friend of mine's baby has been diagnosed as having cerebral palsy. This friend has asked me if healing would help this baby. Is this a particular baby who could be helped by healing, or is this just meant to be?
Let me say this to you. Healing is always beneficial. There can be no doubts on that. But I think what you are asking me is whether healing will benefit on a physical level.
Yes.
It can help to a degree, but I would say to you, this child came to this time with the problems it has, and no healer can change those circumstances. But healing can help, but not to the degree that you are wishing for. I know these things seem harsh to many of you, but of course we have spoken about the soul's decision before it takes a physical body. So I hope you understand fully why this must be.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Well, thank you very, very much for all you've told us tonight. It's been a wonderful evening for me again, and I'm sure for the others. Yes, thank you.
My blessings go with you all until next time.
Thank you. God bless you. Our love goes with you.